Hello, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. And today we are in the very end of Mark chapter 5, verses 34 through to the very end of that chapter, which is, verse 43. And we are in the Voice translation, and it says this. Jesus listened to her story. "Daughter, you are well because you dared to believe. Go in peace and stay well." Jesus occasionally instigates his own miracles. He goes up to someone, such as a paralyzed man, and offers to heal him. More often, as in the case of Jairus' daughter, people came to Jesus and asked for healing. But the woman in this story is unique because she receives her healing without asking for it, simply by touching Jesus in faith. He is surrounded by crowds pressing in on every side, but Jesus feels that one person's touch is different in a way that only he can perceive. One woman is touching him deliberately in hope and faith, knowing he has the power to heal her. While he was speaking, some members of Jairus' household pushed through the crowd. "Your daughter is dead. There's no need to drag the teacher any farther." Jesus overheard their words. Then he turned to look at Jairus. "It's all right. Don't be afraid. Just believe." Jesus asked everyone but Peter, James, and John, James's brother, to remain outside when they reached Jairus' home. Inside the synagogue leader's house, the mourning had already begun, the weeping and wailing carried out in the street. Jesus and his three disciples went inside. "Why are you making all this sorrowful noise? The child isn't dead. She's just sleeping." The mourners laughed a horrible, bitter laugh and went back to their wailing. Jesus cleared the house so that only his three disciples, Jairus and Jairus' wife, were left inside with him. They all went to where the child lay. Then he took the child's hand. "Little girl, it's time to wake up." Immediately, the 12-year-old girl opened her eyes, arose, and began to walk. Her parents could not believe their eyes. "Don't tell anyone what you've just seen," Jesus said. "Why don't you give her something to eat? I know she is hungry." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for this amazing story. Thank you for the fact that you are the one who heals, and that the contrast of all this is just such a beautiful story. This little girl is 12 years old, and the woman who is healed from bleeding had been bleeding for the same amount of time, 12 years. That is a long time, as long as a little child's life, to be bleeding. And then to die suddenly at 12 must have been such a frightening thing. But Jesus, you are the God of the resurrection. You do the impossible. You cause those who bleed for 12 years to be healed. You cause those who die to be resurrected. And you are that kind of powerful. And Lord, forgive us today for thinking less of you, for seeing you as small or incapable. Lord, I know that you don't always heal us today. I know, though, that you are capable of it. And so, Lord, we believe. Help our unbelief. Help us to believe that you still do miracles today, but also help us to believe in the greatest miracle that is knowing you and having a relationship with you for eternity, being a part of your kingdom from now and forevermore. It is such a great privilege. And eventually, when you wipe those tears from our eyes on the other side, we will no longer cry. We will no longer be beset with bleeding for 12 years, or the sting of death, or cancer, or broken relationships, or betrayals, or whatever it is that we're going through right now. Lord, those things are small compared to the greatness of you, the goodness of you, and how you will make all things new, new heavens, new earth, new life, no more sin, no more death, no more crying, no more sickness. And so we are so grateful for that today. Help us to have eyes that look into eternity instead of eyes that look down at our feet and worry. Lord, you are the God of the miraculous. You are a miraculous God who does amazing, surprising, resurrecting things, and help us today to rely on you for that. Would you resurrect a dead dream today? Would you resurrect our hope today? Would you resurrect our fear and turn it into dancing? We need you. We love you. We embrace you, and we repent before you, and we say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with your glory. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a blessing to me, and I'm so grateful for you. I hope that today is a day full of understanding and experiencing God's whisper, his favor, and the joy that he brings. Talk to you later, and I'll see you tomorrow.